Radio Pulpit.co.za, Radio Pulpit Chigedele, 657 AM. We trust the Father is doing you good, man. And is gracing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends we are. This is happening up to the hour 8, and I'm talking to Baruch Yah from Cape Town, and Dr. Professor Buyiso Ndezi, I'm talking to her also. She's in the Northern Cape. The other one, Baruch Yah, is in the Western Cape. Have we run out of names, man? Western Cape, Northern Cape. All right. Anyway, let me bring this to you, Malak. When we look at the notion of being dead in sin, it's a matter of losing direction also. It's a matter of backsliding again. You know, when we backslide, we become dead in sin. The story of prodigality says quite a lot with regards to this. Just one sentence in Luke chapter 15, verse 32, it says, "It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found." The notion of backsliding is also being dead in sin. When you backslide, you become dead in sin. In other words, sin envelopes you like a coffin envelopes a dead man. What say you, sir?
Very powerful scripture or example that is spoken in this, the parable of the prodigal son. Because it teaches us and it shows us the love of Abba Yahuwah. Hore, no matter, like, as long as and strive by all means, we can be able to be restored. But it is how much we want it. So here we see the prodigal son decided to take and to move away from the presence. And now he finds himself eating with pigs. So, and he realizes, but the life that I'm living, where I was, you know, there was a plate of food, there was comfort in terms of, I'm within the presence of Abba Yahuwah, which means his word has covered me, has sheltered me, has kept me warm. But where I am now, I can see Hore, I'm deteriorating. I can see Hore, I'm moving further and further away. And all that is left for me is now to die, and to die not having repented. And now he turns back, he returns. So we learn of the deliverance that Professor was talking about, because it is what Abba Yahuwah promises through the name of the Messiah. The name of the Messiah brings emphasis to say that Yahuwah delivers, Yahuwah saves, and that is now this word that has become flesh, because it is important for us to be understanding the word and the word of Abba Yahuwah and its intentions and its power and might. It can be able to pull us out from the grave, from the dungeon, from prisons, whatever form. But all we have to do is to allow this word, is to allow him to function in us. Because then if Resamo allow a function, then he's not able to help. It is upon me saying, going back and saying, I need you in my life. And when I need him, when I say that, when I accept him to be the Savior, it is then that I can be restored back unto him. And following his commandments, following the truth. So we have to understand, in this, Yahusha is the word. And the word is important for us to follow. Hallelujah. That we follow the word. the word is some form of a guidance. The word becomes some form of a constitution that should help us on how we can even conduct ourselves, how we can even live. And it becomes that lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Because when we have it, we are able to conquer against our adversary. So it becomes that important.
Yeah.
So it means it makes everything possible. So, and it says, and it teaches us, seen it like Rus. Yes. So now, how it means then one perishes. But if you know about something, so that's basically like, let me start to live by the way, and let me, and this thing gets renewed. You know, that's now what is happening with us, because sin is there to destroy us. Sin wants to kill us, and in order for us not to die, it is for us to continually ask our Yahuwah that he should not let his word depart from us, because that is what is holding us. And without that word, we are doomed. That is why we come, there's things like the radio stations, like Radio Full Peace, because it's a form of revival, so that, you know, continually. So it becomes so, so much important, because without his word, it is some form of darkness. So we come back to him. John 3, verse 5 says, except a man to be born by water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of Abba Yahuwah. So we can see that now there's some form of pepping that actually reconnects us to the source, because sin brings death. So, and repentance, it brings that resurrection. And also, let's not forget that Romans 16:3 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of Abba Yahuwah is eternal life through Yahusha, through his word. So it is important to know his word. It is important to meditate in his word, because that is that guide. That is what is driving us, or showing the dabar. It is what takes us home. We need to be able to know how to get home. And this is what the word, his word is to us, that it's something that we need continuously to turn away from all of that is wicked, but to come back to his presence. Shalom.
Shalom Malak, thank you so much. And of course, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, let's listen to Sipati Tabudi, and she also spoke to us about this. Sipati.
I would say that being dead in sin is the state of humanity before Christ. You know, that's what the Bible calls being dead in sin. It is being separated from God and being enslaved to sin. So let's look at the scriptures. In Ephesians 2 verse 1, Paul says, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins." Notice the word dead. It doesn't mean physical dead. It means spiritual death. So before we come to Christ, our spirits are lifeless. We cannot produce righteousness on our own. Sin controls our thoughts. It controls our actions. It controls our decisions. It keeps us separated from God, who is the source of life. If you look at the story of what happened in the Garden of Eden, when Adam sinned, spiritual death entered the human race. You can read this in Genesis 2 verse 17. When God told them not to eat from the tree of knowledge and good, and he said that when you eat from it, you will certainly die. So the first sin didn't just bring physical death, it brought spiritual death, a separation from God. And because of that, every human is born into this condition, or rather into sin, and we are not able to restore ourselves. It took Christ himself for us to be reconnected to God. So once again, in scripture, when you read Romans 6, verse 23, it tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. All right? So the natural outcome of sin is death. It is spiritual death. It is separation. But the amazing news is that God offers eternal life as a gift through Jesus Christ. Not because we earn it, not because we are good enough, but because of his mercy and grace. I thought I should just mention that. More scripture, when you look into Colossians 2 verse 13, it says, "When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ." So we were forgiven. When you accept Christ, your sins are forgiven. And transformation happens. You know, while we were spiritually dead, we were unable to save ourselves or escape the control of sin. But through Christ, we are made alive. We are given a new life through Christ, who forgives our sins and restores fellowship with him. So what does it mean practically? So I would say being dead in sin is being powerless, because we cannot fix ourselves. We cannot earn God's favor by our efforts or by our good works. We might try to be good, we might try to be good citizens, we might try to follow rules, do better, but what is important is that, you know, eternal life comes through accepting Christ Jesus into our lives. And one might ask, does this mean that everyone is hopeless until they meet Christ? And the answer is a big yes. Spiritually, we are dead until God intervenes. But the good news is that God does not leave us in our dead condition. Through Christ, he offers life, he offers power and restoration. So when we accept him, we go from being dead in sin to being alive in Christ. And being alive in Christ means we are no longer slaves to sin. You can read Romans 6 verse 11, the entire one. It says, in the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. So when we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have a new identity. The power that once held us captive is broken and nullified. We have then the ability to align with God's will. So to summarize what I've just said, being dead in sin means spiritual separation from God. It means slavery to sin. But God in his mercy offers life. He offers forgiveness and restoration through Christ. When we accept Jesus, we are spiritually resurrected, able to live in victory over sin, and we are empowered to walk in God's purpose. So in closing, remember this, being dead is a human, or being dead in sin is a human condition without God. But through Christ, we are made alive, we are restored, we have hope, we have power, and the ability to live a life that glorifies God. And that's the ultimate message of the Bible. Life, restoration, victory through Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sipati. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good and grace you abundantly. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit it is. And of course, Ntombi, Radio Pulpit is still on. It's just that they stole those cables, as you heard Johan Els really speaking earlier on as we started the show. The cables had been stolen. Can you believe that? Cables have been stolen. I was wondering what he meant when he spoke about dreadlocks. I was thinking about dreadlocks. Dreadlocks, even. Okay, but we are still on. People are listening on Radio Pulpit Jikelele and also on the internet. People are still listening. They can hear us loud and clear. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. We are touching base on the issue of being dead in sin. Right. Professor, let me bring this to you then. When we look into the word, especially John 6:53, it says, "Then Yahushua said to them, 'Most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.'" That means unless we become born again, we are dead. Initially, as David says in Psalms 51, we are dead, you know, in sin unless we become born again. What say you, Prof?
Thank you, brother, for the scripture and for that introduction again. Unless we are one with him, we are dead in sin, because one of the reasons the Father had to send the Son is for us to be delivered from our sin, is for us to be free from the bondage of sin, is for us to be one with him. So when he came to give us this word, to say, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you," he was telling us that without us associating fully with him, we are not going to be alive. We remain where we are in death. We remain where we are in darkness. There is no way that we can associate with the Father. So it is in the salvation that comes through the Son, Yeshua, that we become alive. So in other words, to be dead in sin is a life without him. To be dead in sin is a life that has not accepted him as a Lord and Savior. It's a life that does not want to drink of his blood. It's a life that doesn't want to eat of his flesh. And we cannot be people who say they are alive, and we cannot say we know the Father, because the Father is known through the Son. He says it very well in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and there is no way that we can see the Father except through him." So when he comes and says, "I need you to associate with the Father through you eating of my flesh. So when you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you shall have life in you." To be dead in sin is to be lifeless. To be dead in sin is to live in darkness. To be dead in sin is to live by your own conduct and by the conduct of the world and by the stipulations of the enemy. And there is no way that we can therefore be in Christ if we are living by the stipulations of the enemy. And I want to read the verse here in Ephesians 5:14, which says, "Therefore he says, 'Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light.
Mm.
Awake, you who sleep. So this sleep that is being spoken of here is this darkness, is this a kind of a sleep that says you are not aware what is happening. You are ignorant of what is happening. It says, arise from the dead, the death of sin, the death that you've been channeled into by the enemy, blinding our understanding, putting the cloth and the veil in our eyes and in our minds that we are okay without the Yeshua HaMashiach. So he says, awake and understand that you cannot be alive without him. Arise from the dead, because you don't think you are dead up until you get to a point where you are taken into a place of darkness, but you are already in darkness because you are void of the Lord. You don't have Christ in you. And he says, and Christ will give you light. It is only through him where light is found. It is only through him where life is also found. So hence Paul is speaking this word, awake. So when we wake up to the reality of the true life, it is when we realize that we need Yeshua in our life. It is when we know life means nothing in the absence of the Lord. It means nothing. Our flesh, what our flesh tells us to do, our flesh lusts us after. These are the things that will perish with the world when everything comes to an end. But we need to wake up and realize that we are dead without him. And realize that without the salvation, nobody will see the Father. In Ephesians 2 verse 3, it says, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath just as the others. So in other words, everybody who is not in God, everybody who is not saved, must know that he is continually conducting himself according to the lust of the flesh. He is dead in sin. He continues to fulfill the desires of the flesh, because the Spirit of God cannot penetrate in that area where he is not allowed through the Son Yahusha. The guidance of the Holy Spirit cannot be your portion. It cannot be part of you. You are dead in sin if you do not allow Yahusha to be the door to the Father in your life. So in other words, when we are not in him, not saved, we continue to live according to the dictates and the lust of the flesh, and our minds continue to be the controlling power. Our bodies continue to be the controlling power. If that's the case, therefore, we live according to the world. And it says here, the nature of our lives is the flesh. And the wrath of God is awaiting us. The wrath of God is upon us. But we have an announcement that is being given by the Lord, unless you eat. So we are called out that you may eat of his flesh. We are called out that you may drink of the blood, so that we can have life. Then we can change this state called dead in sin to be alive in the Messiah, to be alive in Christ, to be alive in him. Then when we get to that space, we are going to be living by the Spirit. We are not going to be carnally minded. In Romans 8, it says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. If you are dead in sin, it means you are carnal. It means your mind is controlled by the flesh. You are carnally minded, and that is equated to death. But if we are spiritually minded, it means we have allowed the Spirit of God to be the one who speaks life in us. And how do we allow the Spirit of God to be the power over our life? It's when we feed of him, when we feed of the flesh, and when we drink of the blood, then we become spiritually minded, which is life and peace to us. This peace is derived from the knowledge that when I pass on from here, I have eternal life. In fact, this peace comes from knowing that I shall die no more. This body might fall, but the Spirit who is me is living forever, because I have associated myself with life himself. So I have that eternal peace. I have the life that comes from him, and therefore I am alive in the Lord.
Sure. I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. I'm talking to Professor Buyisembe Zi, and also Baruch Yah. We are touching base on this very issue. What it is even all about? Let's hear you.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Now, you know, Professor, I wanted to say this, but I saw you were finishing. Looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 5, the fathers just persuaded me to look into it. I was scrolling across, and it made me to want to go back, and says, no excuse, just go back into it. It says, you are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night, nor to the darkness. Full stop. Verse 6 says, so then, let us not be like others who are asleep, which means dead. But let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night. Remember, when it started in verse 5, it says, we are the children of the light, children of the day. We do not belong to the night nor the darkness. Which means the night and the darkness are the gravel that swallows the dead. The gravel, like soil, that swallows the dead. And it says, verse 7, for those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. It means all these confusions. Those who get drunk, it means those who become disillusioned. Because when someone gets drunk, they become disillusioned. About what is truth, about what is not truth. About what, I mean, look at our trends. I think Baruch can also speak in on this one. Haven't we been wearing Paul Bottoms in the 60s, and we saw them coming back in the 90s? They are gone now. In the 80s, people were wearing tight pants. They called them 16 bottoms. And now people are having tight trousers. You can't even breathe, if you know what I mean. That is drunkenness. That is wallowing in darkness, circling the points. 360 degrees. Then it says, but since we belong to the day, let us be sober. It means let us be alive. Malak, what do you say on this? Yeah, the pepe, the pental. Yeah, get who pull the pepe? Pepe 900.
Malak, You read 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse 5.
Yes, sir.
He says, we are the children of the light and the children of the day. We don't belong to the night, nor to darkness.
Yes.
Now, let me explain how Abayahua explains sin. So, sin is called chata. So, the ha is life and the ta is the womb. So there's this life which is caged inside the womb. And inside the womb, it means there's no light. But this child, they wiggle themselves out of the womb. Right? Now, to show that this, and it's simply to teach you and me to say, at the end of the time, and they get to be born.
Yes.
Now, the same process is the process of planting. That wound, a seed, and we bury it, and it sits in the dark. And it will fight inside Right? So the child then waragaraga ka mogare. Why one? Mama ukwe bini tawana. So leave the seed inside. It fights until it wiggles itself out, and then it starts to grow roots, and eventually we see something growing, sprouting from the soil, which now also says it's no longer confined in darkness, but now this is your past. Your past is gone, and you become a new thing, and it becomes a new creation. That is how he defines them, to show us through the process that we go through by birth. For wow, everyone inside the tummy, it symbolizes that us being inside the womb. But there will be the time when now this child now will say, I cannot stay in here anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's like the process of repentance, if I may put it that way, because everything, how did it start? Right? To say I'm going out again. So it's that process of repentance, if we may put it that way. Like looking at it, we can see we cannot let it define us. We cannot let it to prison us,
yeah.
Because we are not the children of darkness, but we don't belong there, but we are the children of the light, the children of the day. And when this child is born, they are no longer inside this tummy, but they come out where they are exposed into the light. And that is the process of the New Jerusalem, because the earth, it symbolizes us being inside the tummy. So we like one more come, but when the New Jerusalem comes, is the process of birthing, and we have now to push out our way out. We cannot stay in this coming. And how do we push out? It is by the words. It is by living according to how Abba Yahuwah instructs us to live, basically. Shalom, Rabbi.
Shalom. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear you.
Hlanganyela nathi ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends, you and I are, and we are talking about being dead in sin. What does it mean?
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, I asked Kwasi also to add to what she said last week. Kwasi, thank you so much. Welcome back.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Good evening, Bafundisi. Good evening, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Now, what is sin? Sin is defined as any action, thought, or attitude that goes against God's law or his standards. It encompasses disobedience to God's will and can be seen as falling short of his perfection. In a broader sense, sin includes anything contrary to God's character of love, including words, deeds, or desires. Essentially, it is a transgression of divine law and a deviation from the intended path for humanity. Now, dead in sin, this is a state of spiritual lifelessness, a profound incapability to seek, to love, or to obey God. It is an alienation from God. In the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 17, it reads, "In the day that you shall eat from it, you shall surely die." Adam was immediately spiritually severed from God, and Adam was expelled from God's presence. Sin is an estrangement from God. Sin is accompanied by utter inability to restore oneself. The book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 1, 2, 3. Paul defines spiritual death, where he describes sinners as walking according to the world, enslaved to the devil, driven by sinful desires and under God's wrath, which means active rebellion against God. It is not that sinners want to come to God, but cannot. Rather, they are enslaved by sin, that they have no desire at all for God. Romans chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. That's in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 19. Now, death to sin is a state of depravity and moral corruption. Romans 8, verse 7 to 8. Paul explains that an unregenerate mind is hostile towards God. Mm. An unregenerate mind is unable to submit to his law and completely incapable of pleasing him. So anything that you do that pleases self is obviously against God. The story of the prodigal son in the book of Luke, chapter 15, verse 24, reads, "My son was dead and is alive again." His son's return was celebrated because he had come back to life. His son's return threw a feast. His son's return gave his son the best robe because the father was happy that his son was alive again and no longer dead in sin. In closing, like a lifeless corpse, the unregenerate sinner is utterly morally powerless to respond to divine truth until God makes him alive. One would ask a question, if one is dead in sin, how can they be saved?
Mm.
Now, salvation must be entirely a work of God. I quoted the book of Ephesians 2, verses 4 to 5, and it reads in the NLT version, "You used to live in sin just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. But our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else." Verse 4. "But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. I thank you, Pastor Gray. To God be the glory. Amen."
Amen. Thank you so much, Kwasi. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
All right, Mpumi Matoti says, "Good evening, Pastor Ray. I sometimes think the Bible says it's not everyone who says, 'Lord, Lord,' that will enter the kingdom of God. I think I'm one of those. I don't drink alcohol. I go to church every Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday, but I'm dead in sin. I don't grow spiritually. I really need your prayers." We are praying for you. May the Father show you already the deliverance that he has given you. May your eyes be open to the victory that Christ has laid before your very feet in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. All right, let me bring this to you, Professor. Now, when we look into this very notion of being dead in sin, and I'm happy that we are finishing it tonight, you know. In 2 Corinthians 5:14 says, "For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. Now, Christ died for us. He died for our sins. And we all are dead to sin, not in sin. And that's something that we should know. And Kwasi at the beginning of the program was really raising that vehemently. What say you, Professor?
Thank you, my brother, for that. It is what we need to understand, that if Christ died for us, we no longer have to live under the bondage and under the control of the sin. We are no longer dead in sin, we are dead to sin, because we are now alive. We cannot be expected to be alive in sin while there's somebody who already died for us, that we may no longer live in sin. So what has to happen at this point is for us to acknowledge and to recognize what the Father has done through the Son, that we have broken out and we have been relieved and delivered from the bondage of sin. We've been delivered from the snare of the enemy. So there is no person who can say, I am totally bound to a point where I don't know what to do. There is a way out. So I think as we come to an end, we are bringing this understanding. There is a way out. There's someone who died that you may not live in that situation. There's someone who paid the price so that when you get to a point where you know exactly that you cannot do it yourself, he did it for you already. So you don't have to live in that situation. You don't have to die in sin. You don't have to be a slave of sin. You don't have to be controlled by sin, because the power of sin has been broken. The snare has been broken. We are now free in him, because he is the one who has paid the price for us to be able to live freely in Christ. So we can be able to cut all the snares, all of the flesh that continues to be controlling us. We can circumcise ourselves because he already did it for us. I can be able to speak to my flesh and say, you don't have power over me. You don't have to dictate me, because you are the flesh who was put on the cross with him. So when we were nailed on the cross together with him, that means the power of sin has already been nailed. So we no longer have power. The enemy doesn't have power over us as the children of God, because the solution has been given to us. The power to speak against the enemy, to speak against the power of the devil, has been given to us. We can be able to say, I know my way back to the Father. I know what to do. We can speak like the prodigal son. You know, when things get so tough for me, I know I have a place in my Father's house. I know I have a place in him, because he has made provision for me to live continually in him in eternity. So I don't have to live in sin forever. If it happened that I got to a point where I was tempted and then I touched off sin, you don't have to die in that situation. Find a way back to the Father, because he paid the price. He already died for you. So you can be a person who will behave like a prodigal son. I have the way back to the Father. I was dead, but now I'm alive. I was lost, but now I am found. I have a way to go back to my Father. And I know that when I go back to my Father repentantly, with the heart that is accepting my mistakes and take the forgiveness of the Lord, he will take me back to him. And when the father of the prodigal son was speaking, it says, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. So it means the Father is always waiting for you, because he knows that the sin that you think is too strong for you does not have power over you. You just have to repent. You just have to change your mind and know you have a place back with the Father and in the Father. He who was dead is now alive, because he paid the price. We are not expected to be dead in sin if he already died for our sins.
I hear you quite well. And of course, you can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And of course, you can also tell us how you feel about it. You know, Mpumi Matoti said, look, I go to church Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday, but I don't grow spiritual. I think I'm dead in sin. What would you say, Malak? If someone wrote to you like that, what would you say?
Well, Ngare, also, it's about killing to die to self. Like how good do we want this? Because it's not only about going to church, because some other churches, they build on even limited foundations, but it is to develop a relationship, intimacy with your Creator. It's a personal relationship that you need to have. It's also where you say you start to invest time in the Word. You invite, you cry out to Him. You know, when Yahusha was entering Jerusalem, they were crying, Hosanna, Hosanna. Mm. And that translates to the people were saying, save us now. Because they realized they were drowning in sin. They realized so much of the things that they may have thought they could have been wrong. And now they see here is the man that is the son of Yahuwah Elohim, who now comes to bring redemption to them. And that is why they were so excited that now, and it symbolizes us welcoming Him in our lives as He's entering the New Jerusalem. So to say, we need to commit ourselves, we need to welcome Him. Because sometimes, it will make you to start already cutting out of the sea. If you learn something about it, some of it I can use this and this and this. You can also do someone about and all that. And you know, you can say, because that spirit that is speaking with you, but do we allow it or do we refuse? Because that's how we need to start to say no and show it and inform it and tell it who is in charge. So it is to meditate in the Word. It is to cut off the service around and that's all. To say when we feel like that, we need to surround ourselves with the Word. We need to cut off things like TV, social media, and all that, because they keep on feeding things that are wrong in our spirit. But when we start to live according to the Word, when we start to read the Scripture and let Abba Yahuwah take charge as well, then it would start to be okay. So, to go according to the Word, right? To have the desire. So, for Him, you know, He must first. So, but if we just doing it for the sake of doing it, then it defeats the purpose because we're not in it full-heartedly. Deuteronomy 6, from verse 5, from verse 4, 5, it says, Shama, which means hear and do, Yashara. So it speaks with me and you, and it says, we shall love Yahuwah Elohim with all our hearts, with all our minds, and with all our beings. So it should be us putting him first before everything, before TV, before our children, before everything, to know I live for Him, you know, and I want this. And that desire, when it started the spark, then it directs us to the correct path, basically of us having a lifestyle and a relationship, an intimate relationship with our Maker, not just doing it for the sake of Salah.
Absolutely there. Petra Small, I don't know what you say, and let me take a chance and hear you. I hope I understand.
Ek glo ons net mense, so ons net maar bid vir mekaar, en ek is so jammer oor julle verlies van die kabels wat gesteel is, maar dit is seker maar Suid-Afrika, of die nuwe Suid-Afrika, is baie hartseer. Geseënde aand, blessings, bye.
Alright, he's talking about the lost cables there. It's thieves. It's not the South. It's not South Africa. It's thieves. It's thieves. You know? Yeah. Who stole that? And that's why they call it cable theft. It's thieves who did exactly that.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8, and from 8 o'clock it's Men's Dialogue. And beautiful conversations on Men's Dialogue there. Please listen through. And I'm talking to Professor Buyiso Ndezi. She's in the Northern Cape, and of course also Baruch Yah in the Western Cape. Can you believe it? You know, far away from us here. In Pretoria, Tswane, Mamelodi. And we are touching base on this, the issue of what is meant by the notion of being dead in sin. What is it even all about? Being dead in sin. What is it even all about? And much of the times we see these things really coming across, and it's a very, very serious
thing.
It deals us a blow of a sort. And I just want to say that we find that in much of the times. Professor, you're back, ne?
Yes, my brother, I'm back.
All right. Let's go to your final analysis there. And Petra says, I agree. Okay. Professor, let me bring this to you. When you look into the word in Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 1, says, "And you he made alive, who were dead in trespass and sins." Now, as believers, we must know we have been made alive. There's no need to die again. We can avoid that because he has given us power now over sin. Eh? He's given us power over sin. And so we are more and more alive than dead. Therefore, let us be alive and dwell in the light, and not in the night of the grave, but in the light of day. What say you finally?
Of course, my brother, he didn't leave us without a solution. He has made us alive, so it means we don't have to go back to that state of death again. And he even tells us from where we've been taken, we were dead in trespasses. So it means this is a place we are not supposed to go back to. So it means if a person has already been taken out, has been delivered, has been saved, has been taken to a place of safety, of light, and of truth, that person is alive in him. So it means you're not supposed to go out. And as we come to a close, as we talk about the message of hope, the message of newness, he says now we don't have to be living according to the flesh. I want to quote Romans 10, verse 12-13. "Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." So it's the verse that gives us hope that when we are now in him and live according to the Spirit, we will continue to live in him. We therefore don't have to live paying the debts of the flesh, because the flesh knows where it's going. The flesh does not, we don't owe the flesh anything. We don't owe the lust of the flesh anything. But if we want to continue to live in Christ, let's live according to the word of God. Let's continue being connected to the Father through prayer. I know sometimes we take prayer as one of the things that we do, but it is the main thing that we are going to use to be connected to talk to the Father. The word of God continues to be the light and to guide us. So we continue to be alive in him by continually connecting with him. So when we live by the word, being led by the Spirit of God, continue to pray and talk to the Father, we are continually activating our life in him, continually position our life in God. So don't owe the flesh anything. you don't have to pay it, actually. You don't have to live by the demands of the flesh because you don't owe it anything. So let's live according to the Word of God. Let's live according to the Spirit so that we can be alive in God. That's what the Father is saying to us today, and say He has taken us to a state of life. We therefore have to live according to the life that He has given us this day through the Son, Yahushua HaMashiach.
All right. Thank you so much, Professor. And Malak, let me bring this to you. And here's a call to everyone that is still grappling with the grave. And it says in Ephesians 5:14, therefore he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. There's a call upon each and every one of us here on the planet to wake up from the death of sin, which is the gravel that fills our mouths if we are devoid of the HaMashiach. What say you, sir?
Finally. It reminds me as well of Joseph Are. He's going to die, and when they leave to the promised land, then they should carry his bones along. You know, so now, spiritually, maybe if we can look at it now, it is fast to look at the beauty as well of saying, you know, we are to be exhumed. Like HaMashiach was rose from the dead, the grave is for where we are kept. It's not the final place, the final destination. We can be able to resurrect. We can be able to come alive, meaning that now we sprout like a seed that would sprout. We are able to come out of this chains, which is the grave, because the grave is something like a curse. So the love of our Yahuwah still allows us to say, as there's this calling that is calling us to Him, it gives us the chance as well to say, you know, we can be counted amongst the living. And it is for us to cut off everything, everyone else. And Satan brings all these same things that we don't need to be carrying. And we find ourselves, and this now is what jeopardizes us in accessing the reign of our Yahuwah and to learning more about His word. So it is for us, Hori, we must be humble, we must be obedient, we must stay in the word, so that when this call comes, as in the days of Noah, the animals that are called to come into the ark, how did they hear the voice? And why only those particular two?
Yeah.
It's because there must have been something special about them, to the Rabbi.
Sure. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And thank you, Sharon, for the WhatsApp, man. Hey, I wish I could respond. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. We really trust the Father is gracing you so much. But we're going on into men's dialogue, and that is happening just at the top of the hour. Professor, thank you so much. Next week, we are going to be talking something very important, and that is a carnal mind. That's next week. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you very much, my brother. Blessings to you and your family. Blessings to Brother Baruki and the family. And blessings to the Radio Pulpit family. Thank you so much. Blessings to you all. Till we meet again. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mark.
To you, to your family, to Professor Bisondezi and family, and also to the Radio Pulpit family. In closing, I have started a YouTube channel, and I more translate things in the Hebrew way for us to understand things in the organic way they were spoken. So the name is Baruch Yahu on Twitter, and also on YouTube and also on Facebook.
All right, thank you so much. And of course, we're going through to Men's Dialogue, and we say to Daraba, thank you very much.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.